the Lord gave me this thought of the value of prayer. Let's bow our heads, please. Dear Father, we humble our hearts before you in prayer here tonight, Lord. We're just dependent on you.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord, that you would bless and that the words that be said, they be come from you, not from our own mind.
Yes.
And that your will be done. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Did you want something written on the board?
Yes, I guess so. It's the value of prayer. It's the other words. Can we turn to this page 169? And sing that.
You want us to sing?
Yes, please. Thinking how that we all know that we're living in some difficult times. There are perilous times, just like the Bible said, and there are dark times. If you take allow yourself, you can look around and you can see so many things with the COVID, and many people are sick, and many people are dying. People are hurting. But I'm so thankful that God didn't just leave us to whatever happens. He gave us a key. Amen. Prayer is the key. During this time, instead of being so overwhelmed with all that's happening, we can pray. And we can have hope. And He wants us to have hope. He wants us as His people to have hope. And He wants us to shine a light in this dark world and give hope to others. But we have to pray. He gives us this. He didn't leave us without something to fight for, to fight with. And this is what He gives us. I think about, we have so many examples. We have examples in the Word of Jesus, Daniel, and people that, and I think about even when Peter was in prison, the church was praying, and God heard prayer. He's still a prayer hearing God. And nothing is too hard for Him. I am so thankful that He has given me a key that I can deal with the problems of life. I wouldn't be here, saints. I would not be standing in front of you if I didn't have a key. But God is my refuge. He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is willing to do everything He can for us, but He does give us something to do. And we pray. He wants us to pray. Let's look at Romans 12 and 12. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. You know, we can pray all the time. It doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing. We can have a spirit of prayer in our heart. And I'm thankful for that. Maybe somebody might be saying something that's hurtful or whatever. But in our hearts, we can pray. And we can commune with God. This is a blessing. Through prayer, so much can be accomplished. I look back, I have, you know, I think a great heritage because I had a praying mother and I had a praying aunt. And I grew up like that. And I was thinking about, do you remember Brother Barton? Do you remember when he had that cancer? My aunt was burdened for him. Mm-hmm. She took, I think it was, 9 days of fasting and prayer? And God did dry that cancer up. It came back later, whatever reason it came back, but it dried up. Cancer, I don't know of cancer just on its own doing that. That was through prayer. So many things we can accomplish through prayer. I think about how that when we start out in life, this spiritual walk with God, we, through prayer, we enter into a relationship with God. That's how we do it. We have Him. And I'm so happy how that no matter what we face or how dark the hour is, we have a companion. Sister Maxine, you and I, we have a companion. No matter what has been taken from us, we have, Jesus hadn't been taken from us. And we have this companion that can walk with us day and night, wherever we go, whatever we do, whatever we think, however we feel, He's right there. And through prayer, we commune with Him. That's how we commune with Him. Let's go to Matthew 6, 5, and 13. It says, and when thou prayest, and this is this chapter, this book in the Bible talks about prayer. We'll start at Well, let's start at 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to stand praying in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, verily, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Here is a special promise here, that if we pray to him, prayer is, it's a communion with God, and it's a close secret, so to speak, place with him. And then when we pray to him, it doesn't matter. Maybe some things that we don't feel comfortable with telling other people, but we can surely tell it to the Lord. Yeah. And he that seeth in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, use not vain repetition. Sometimes people feel like they have to say certain words. But no, just from the heart. Heart language. What's in our heart. We don't have to speak in no unknown tongue and all of those things and saying things over and over. Just simply tell him what our request is. As the heathens do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. And after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I think when we start prayer, we can start with thanksgiving, you know. Hallowed and reverence to him. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And submitting to his will. Lord, I want this. I desire this. But Lord, not my will, but thine be done. If you will, work this out. Sometimes the Lord just might tell us no. But we have the privilege of telling him. And even if he says no, he's not going to crush us down with it. He's going to be there to help us out. After this, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In earth, in our earthen vessels, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We must forgive others who want to get our prayers through. We can't afford to hold anybody, no matter what they've done to us or what they've said about us or how they treated us. We must forgive them if we want God to hear our prayers. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Forever. Not just back in the Bible time, but forever. He has the kingdom, he has the power and the glory in this 1980, whatever year, forever. There's no ending to his power and his ability. And he is a God that loves us and wants to hear our prayer. He wants to do the things that we have need of. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. I think that one says, hold on. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. You know, we can't, when I was young, I used to think that I had to get on my knees and pray, you know, to pray. But I found out you don't have to get on your knees. Pray without ceasing. You can pray while you're working. You can pray while you're visiting with someone or whatever. But have a spirit of prayer in your heart at all times. This is how we get power from God. If we don't pray, we won't have the strength that we need. I was thinking about how there's a scripture, Luke 18 and 1. This is our strength. It says, and he spake a parable unto this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You know, if we don't pray as we should, we will faint.
Yes.
We will. Somewhere along the line. So it's very important that we value prayer. This is our livelihood. It's our strength to go from day to day, to be able to live this life. We can't do it on our own. It's nothing we can do to live righteous on our own. It's going to take God to work in us, and we need to pray that he will give us the strength from day to day. He will help us through. It's having a real severe problem because of grief and loss and everything. And can I share your advice to me, Sister Maxine? Sister Maxine, I talked to her. I was really, really low. And she says, pray. She says, pray. How you say? Pray God to cover you. Cover your mind. Cover your spirit. Cover your emotions. And I said, and I started doing that. And the Lord started helping me. And then, not only that, I had to cover my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Cover my soul.
Yes.
I had those. So, God gives us strength. If we will pray, he will give us the strength we need. But we have to pray. We need to pray. So it says, you ought to always pray and not to faint, saying, there is in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her. Thus by her continual coming, she wearied me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? You know, we need to pray. Lord, when things go wrong, let's pray. Lord, increase my faith.
Amen.
Help me. Help me that my faith fail not. Help me through this, that I will be strong in faith. You know, the enemy sometimes allows things to come to try to make us doubt God.
Yes.
And make us feel like, you know, what's the use? But we need to hold on, hold fast.
Yes.
Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Do you know what that will feel like to stand and see the mountains carried in the midst of the sea? We still have faith in God.
Yes.
feel through prayer, Lord, help me to just remain firm regardless of what's going on around me. We see a lot of things, a lot of violence, a lot of other stuff happening. But we have a key. And we can use this key. Just don't put the key. If you have a key to something important, you're not going to take that key and just throw it anywhere. You're going to put it and take good care of it. Same with prayer. Prayer is the key. Let's use this key. Let's not just put it aside and feel like I don't have to pray. I can do this myself. We can't. We'll faint. So let's look at Mark 11 and 24. I'm going to try not to be so long because I know this is Wednesday night. Most, when you come, you're expecting to have prayer. But this, the Lord gave me this, and I believe that He wants all of us to use this key. Says, and Jesus answered, wait a minute, look at 12. Hold on. Therefore I sent to you, whatsoever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Isn't that a comfort? Whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So we don't have to doubt or feel like that my prayers, I'm just praying, it's not doing any good. It is doing good. We need to just continue instant in prayer like that scripture said. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you. We have to clear the way that we can get our prayers through. If we're holding somebody, we're not gonna get our answers. But if we turn them loose, then God will hear our prayers. Matthew 21:22. You know, it's hard to forgive sometimes. But you know, God can help us. Even if you're having a hard time forgiving, He can help you forgive. Ask Him. We can ask anything. Anything we ask in His name, we'll receive it. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 7:7. So we can look at all these promises. So when we pray, we can have confidence that He hears our prayer and that He will answer. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do even so to them. But so, we can ask and we can have confidence that God will hear and answer prayer. I hope that we, each one of us, you, me, and all of us, will be inspired to pray more. Pray more. Instead of trying to work out the problems, let's take it to the Lord and let Him work it out. He's bigger than all our problems. And He knows and He understands. Maybe sometime if we try to work it out, we'll make a mess of things. But if we take it to the Lord, He'll work it out. If He wants us to do something, He'll tell us what to do. He says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you." This is Luke 11:9. "And ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." So we have many promises that we can stand on. Lord, I have a problem. Please help me. Show me what to do. Help me with it. And we can ask, and He will do it. It's a blessed privilege that we have. It's not a drudgery. Sometimes people act like praying is a drudgery. It's taking my time. I need to do this and I need to do that. Let's stop and pray. God, help us with all this other thing. John 14 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." That's 14:1. Then in the 14th verse it says, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Anything. Do we have confidence that we can ask anything? Take everything to the Lord in prayer. Everything. It might be the most simplest thing. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And you know, I'm going to tell you, God is always trying to, there for us to do the things that we have need of because He loves us and He cares for us. So He doesn't just leave us alone. He's there. He's watching. If I lose my keys, He saw me lose it. I can pray to the Lord and He'll help me to find it. So many little things, made big and little. But let's not think something is too small to take to the Lord. It might be a very simple thing. Sometimes we could be just cooking in the kitchen and we can pray, "Lord, help me with this meal. Help me do a good job with it. May it be nourishing to my family." Yes, we can pray. Pray over everything. He loves that. You know, He wants us to respect Him and to see that we need Him. And the more we depend on Him, He is happy for us to depend on Him. Not to depend on ourselves, but depend on Him. I remember when I was going to college, one time I had a test. Honestly, I can't do this test. It's just not going, I'm not going to do well. I'm just going to fail this test. Do you know I did that test and made an A on it? God can be there right in all our circumstances. Little things. Maybe I'm trying to study something and I don't quite get it. Ask the Lord. He'll give us the understanding of it. He'll open it up. Or there's a problem. "Lord, I just don't understand this." God will open it up. Prayer is the key. And He wants us as His people to so love Him and so be, communicate with Him that we're praying all the time. See, God loves us. He cares for us. He's thinking about everything. He knows all the hairs on our head. None of us could sit here and count all the hairs on our head. He knows the hair on everybody's head. That's how much He cares for us. But now, he does want that reciprocated.
Yeah.
He cares for us. How would you feel? Suppose your husband, husband and wife, one of them really likes to communicate, another more hardly say anything. That's not a too good way to be, is it? But when we both interact with each other and communicate with each other, the husband say, I love you, and the wife say, I love you too. You know, you want it back, right? Well, God wants it back too. Lord, I know you love me. I love you, Lord. We can tell him, I love you. And reciprocate all he's done for us. Don't just take it for granted. But through prayer, that's how we communicate with God. He wants us to communicate, just like the husband wants the wife to communicate, just like the wife wants the husband to communicate. The Lord wants us to communicate with, because he's done so much for us. He sent his only begotten son, his only son, to die for us. And when we weren't worthy, we weren't paying him attention. Oh, all of those times, he was caring for us all that time. So when we get saved, let's just communicate with him all the time. Let's not leave him out. I got this, I'll deal with you, Lord, in church. When I'm going other places, I'm doing my own thing. No, take him everywhere you go. Talk to him and communicate with him. Let's go to Luke. I want us to look at how Jesus prayed. Jesus was our example. He set this example. Sometimes he would just go away and pray. He would be around doing things, but then there are times he would go alone and pray. Let's go to Mark 13:5. I think I wrote this down wrong. I don't see it. But I know that there's scripture where he would stop and he would go alone and he would pray to the Lord. And there's one thing I want to say is we can have prayer sort of like on the go as we go. But there are times when we have to take time and stop and pray. And Daniel did. I won't go all the scriptures, but you notice that Daniel had a set time.
Yes.
Three times a day he would pray. He took special care. He valued prayer, that he would take set aside time. And we need to set aside time for prayer. We can pray as we go. We can pray while we're doing things. But there are times we do need to do that. I remember Sister Catherine, and I was around her a lot. And I would go when she get ready to go places. And I'd go up there and I'd iron her those skirts with all those pleats all the way down. And I'd help her pack her suitcase. She was very particular. But Sister Catherine had a certain time every night. I think it was 8:30 was prayer time. So that meant stop. We're going to stop everything. We go to the old divan, as she called it, and we have prayer. And I thought that is really good to just set a time. This is my prayer time for to communicate with the Lord. And then we notice that Elijah prayed. That's in James 5. 16 to 18. Says, hold on. I write these down, and sometimes I write them down wrong. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any married? Let him sing song. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Now, can you imagine that? 3 years. Of his, just because he prayed earnestly that the Lord stopped the rain. And God can do some things for us. We just have to pray and believe it and be earnest prayer. God is able to answer prayer. He's able to turn some things around, even when it looks hopeless and dark. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do have... Okay, so let us be encouraged, saints, not to allow ourselves to get caught up with the problems that we see around us, but to pray and to communicate with God, because nothing is too hard for God. Pray for me.